Hello, everyone. Coach MJ here this morning. Rainy, cold morning in South Carolina. So excited. So I have big announcement. And so I'm going to just kind of hang out here for a minute to let as many people get on as can, because I have big announcement and I want everybody to hear it. And I'm super excited about it. So I know I'm so excited. Coach Misha's here with us today. I'm going to promote her to panelists. She's going to be in the chat and in the Q&A. If you've got questions for me, make sure that you ask them in the Q&A so I can see them. This is a true Q&A. And so I have got like one little point I want to make for y'all, and then we're going to go into Q&A. So make sure that you start to populate those Qs so I can give you some A's. And again, Coach MJ, head coach here at NoBS, lost 85 pounds with Corinne, yada, yada, yada. Got exciting announcement. So I'm going to give everybody a second to hop on before I make this amazing announcement, because it's been a long time coming and I'm super duper excited about this announcement. I even wore my red because you know what? This surprise, this announcement almost was not ready. Okay. And I said, this will be ready because this is No BS Valentine's Day gift to these members. And damn it, it will get done. And so it got done. I was up this morning working on it. And because I was like, this shit, it will get done. So we've been working on this for a while. So I'm going to go ahead and tell you the surprise, the announcement, the big announcement. Okay, so in No BS, like we talk about, like with Queen's Club and the Century Club, Century Award, like it does not matter if you lost weight with No BS, because you lost every damn pound. Whether you lost it, started somewhere else, came here, whether you came here in maintenance just to like, you know, change your relationship with food. We are a weight loss company. And we want you to celebrate everything. We want you to celebrate drinking your water and following your plan and just speaking to yourself nicer, right? Like, we want that for you. We want you to do all of those things. However, we want to highlight the reason that you're here. The main reason. You came to No BS to lose all of your weight for the last damn time and feel as amazing as you deserve. And up until now, there were only a couple of ways to do that. One, we have the Queens Club for all of our queens who have lost 25 pounds. And then we have the Century Club or Century Award if you lose 100 pounds, nothing in between. And then maintenance, of course, which isn't necessarily a club, but you know what I mean. Like, we celebrate you. You've got a course, you got a planner, got all kinds of shit. So we, Karen Brent's working her way to the Century Club. Cannot wait. So without further ado, I'm going to show y'all something. I'm going to share my screen and show y'all something, because I'm super excited. Who is ready for the announcement? Everybody tap on your desk. Let's all do drum rolls. Let's all do the things. Here we go. Big announcement. So do you see the No BS Weight Loss website? Make sure that you see it. Let me know in the chat. Yes, you do. Okay, I have the weight loss course pulled up, but we've always had this amazing little tab called Celebrations. So far, you would only see like Queens Club, Century Club, Maintenance. If you had made it there, you see yellow. Just seeing a yellow. Oh, well, shit fire. I'm going to stop sharing. Look, I'll just share my whole screen because then I know what's going to show. Desktop 2. Do you see it now? I'm going to make this big. You see it now? Not yet. Are you kidding me? Oh, because I didn't hit share. Duh. Now you see it. I'm so excited. I can't get shit done. Oh my God. Okay. Technology has never been my thing. If you've been around for a minute, you know, me and technology, we clash every once in a while. Okay. I know I'm enthusiastic because I'm excited for y'all. Okay. So we have the celebrations tab. And before, like, nothing would really come up unless you had registered for, like, you had like Queen's Club, Century Club, whatever. Now, when you come over here to celebrations, what, MJ? Girl, let me show you. So if you come here now, celebrations homepage, we're going to click on this. Ta-da! There's Corinne. Celebrations. I have a little video on here about how to do it. But now you have got the first 10 club. That is, if you have lost 10 pounds in no BS or out, we don't give a shit, remember? We don't care because you've done the work. So you deserve to be, celebrated, right? First 10 club. Queen's Club remains the same, 25 pounds. Then the Golden Club, if you have lost 50 pounds, you will join the Golden Club. If you have lost 75 pounds, you will join the Platinum Club. Oh, so awesome. Then, of course, we have the Century Club. We're still giving you the Century Award if you lose 100 pounds, but you'll be in the club, the Century Club. And then we have the Maintenance Club. Okay. So when you come here, if you are already in Maintenance, Queen's Club, or Century Club, you will see the drop downs available to you, or you should if I've done my job. Okay. Now, let's say that you've already registered for Queen's Club. Here's the thing. I want you to go back and register for the first 10 club as well. So you will have that drop down on your menu. If you are in Century Club, go register for all these bitches. Register for all of them so that all of it will show up and you will get all of the goodies that go along with it. So, what do you get when you join this club? So, we'll just look at the first 10 club because, you know, it's first. So, once you register, within 24 hours, you will get an email and you will also see that the first 10 club comes up on under the celebrations tab. You will now have access to the first 10, you know, to the first 10 pounds club. I click on it. Corinne's giving you a video. You have a certificate to fill out. Okay. You can hang it. You can whatever. And I will tell you, I mean, you think a paper certificate, I will tell y'all, I joined No BS in 2018. And we used to call it the success path instead of the weight loss course. I still, on my wall of my office, I have my certificate, y'all. It's hanging. It's right over there. This is to certify that MJ Sharifi has successfully completed the No BS success path. It's got the date on it, Corinne's name, all of that stuff. It matters. That shit matters. Okay. You also get a graphic that you can download and share in the Facebook group. And also, we've given you journal prompts that help you celebrate your 10 pounds or your 25 pounds or your 50 pounds or your 75 pounds or your 100 pounds or that you're in maintenance now that we have all these options. It helps you celebrate the weight you've lost. It helps you sit in it for a minute and enjoy it. And then it helps you plan your next goal. And think about how am I going to get there? Also, whatever the highest ranking club you are in, when you're in Facebook now, you will sign your posts and your comment, hashtag 10, or if you're in the Queen's Club, hashtag 25, or hashtag 50 if you're in the Golden Club, or hashtag 75, or hashtag 100, or hashtag goal. Okay? All of that information is there for you. We will be adding more shit as we go along. Okay. This is our first, like, you know, this is like get it out there. Get it in there. Get y'all celebrating the fuck out of each other, loving on each other, and just giving yourself credit for everything that you've done because you work really hard to lose this weight. You need to be celebrated. You need recognition for it. You need your sisters to know when you're posting in Facebook and you use hashtag 10, this bitch has lost 10 pounds. Christy said, great question. If you've lost 50 pounds, but all not with no BS, you still be in the Golden Club. You get credit for every fucking pound. I do not care if you lost it on Jenny Craig. I do not care if you pulled out old Richard Simmons dealer meal and you lost it that way. You had to say no to food. You had to be uncomfortable sometimes. You had to think ahead. So you get credit for every fucking pound. Every pound. I do not care where you lost it or how you lost it or any of that kind of stuff. You're 2 pounds away from goal. So, Lee, what you're going to want to do is go register for the 10-pound club because you want to get credit for that shit. Then, if you've not registered for Queen's Club, make sure that you do that as well. And then, in 2 pounds, register for, the Golden Club. Val said, I can meet Century Club for weight I lost before. Fuck yes, you can. Every fucking pound count. You worked hard for them pounds. I don't care where you worked hard. You just worked hard. Candy says, if we already belong to a certain club, do we need to rejoin it? No, you do not. However, if you happen to already be in Queen's Club and you click it again, you're not going to break nothing. You're not going to be in there double. It's totally fine. But I will tell you at the bottom of every page in your email and at the bottom of every celebrations page is a link to a survey because we want to know what's working for you. In no BS, we always level shit up. Like that's our literal job is to listen to y'all and do what y'all say. Well, that's it. If it helps you lose weight, then that's our job. We're all about it. And so when you've lost 10 pounds, I'm asking in the survey, what tools did you use? What changes did you make? Because if we start to see patterns, then we know that that is exactly what we need to be focusing on in the membership. If we get 90% of people are saying this one thing helped me lose 10 pounds, then you better believe we're going to push that harder, build it out more, give you more of that, whatever it is. So make sure you're filling out those surveys. Also, we want to see before and after pictures, all that sort of stuff. So make sure that you are filling out that survey. It is in your email once you register, but there's also a link at the bottom of every page. So that was good news. I love it. So Valentine's Day, that's why, oh, my boobs is coming out. That's why I have on red. Because it is our Valentine's Day gift to y'all. Like, y'all give us so much love and so much. Y'all give us so much in this membership, and we appreciate it so much. And we want to give back to y'all. We want to give you the opportunity to have these milestones to really see how far you've come. In every milestone now, we've got those, journal prompts that help you look back and like sit with it for a minute, like just enjoy. And you don't have to do the journal prompts. You can go through and just pick and choose which ones you want to do, but really sit in every change you've made, every level up you've done, every time that you said no to food when you really wanted it, every time that you drank that water at the end of the day, knowing you were going to get up and pee all night long, but you did it anyway. Every time you walked by that candy dish at work and you looked away, give yourself a minute to give yourself credit for everything that you've done. And it also is a way to highlight that you're not perfect and you got there anyway. And so I really want for y'all to take the time and, do some of those journal prompts, even if you don't want to do all of that. So, all right. I'm going to make sure. Another great question, Mary. If I regained, do I have to register the new 10? So if you join a club, right? Like let's say you join the first 10 pounds club or the Queen's Club and you gain 5 or 10 pounds or you regain it all. Fuck, I don't care. Whatever. Either way, we are not taking away what you've done. You still did it. You're still in the club. You know how to do it. You've done it before. You just need to let us help you get it back off. But you still did the work. You still got there. You still deserve recognition, and you will still get celebrated by us as a team and us as this membership because shit happens, life happens, things happen. And for, 40, 50 years, you've dealt with those things with food. And sometimes things happen and we go back to the only thing that we know. And there's nothing wrong with that. And we can help you. I'm just so excited. Let me see if there's any other questions. So Anonymous says she's lost 75, but regained some. It's up to you. If you're like, I did lose 75, I've regained. If you want to join the 75-pound club right now, you 100% can. Or you can say, I'm going to work for that. I'm going to work again. Like, I want to register when I get to 75. Either way is fine. Whatever, think about how it makes you feel, right? Goes back to how you feel about it. Either way is fine. Neither way is wrong. Both ways are right. A lot of people lost it and gained some back. Girl, we don't care. We don't care. We don't care. We're going to help you. I'll come back and answer. I just want to answer about here. And then Anonymous says she's regained. She's just not excited about it. Like she doesn't really want to join it because she gained some weight back. So this is a great example. She checked in with how she felt. She was like, maybe I just want to challenge myself to lose this weight and get back there, to the 25-pound mark. I think that's totally fine. I think that's totally fine. And I've talked a lot about this, loss and regain. Yeah. So I'll come back and answer these other questions. Today, I'm going to talk just for a few minutes about loving yourself and stopping at enough. Okay. That's what we're going to kind of pivot. I am going to, we're going to talk about that for a few minutes, and then I'm going to answer these questions and any other questions that come up. So I was really thinking about it today. I went on This Month in No BS, and I was looking through, this is really good. The guide on This Month in No BS under courses kind of breaks everything down by week that we're focusing. So the first week, which was last week, I was not here. I was watching the amazing David Goggins on stage in Charlotte. Kathy was with you, and she was talking about trusting your body to tell you, trusting your body, and then like when to eat. Am I hungry? Like doing that in a loving way. And then this week, we've got some questions about stopping at enough because you love yourself. So I was looking through the questions and something kind of came to me. And I want to ask y'all a question. This is going to be very interactive. We've already interacted a lot today. I want to continue to interact. So, how many of you have dealt with food pushers? Yolanda is my famous food pusher that used to push donuts on me at work. Have just a little bit. This is your favorite. I made it just for you. Whatever. We've all dealt with them. I want you to type in the chat now. When you are face to face with a food pusher, how do you feel? In the chat, one word is a feeling. One word, feeling. Pressured, annoyed, stressed, sad, anxious, tempted, upset, annoyed, obligated, mad. Huh. Do you feel respected? Anybody feel respected? Yeah. So here we go. This is the conclusion. Oh, somebody said loved. You know what? That is absolutely, like they love me enough to offer me food. That's a really good one. Okay. Here's what I was thinking about today. When I was like looking through these questions, I was looking at the quick start guide and trying to figure out how to get y'all to understand that stopping at enough is loving yourself. So I'm going to play, me. I'm playing two parts today. My body in my brain. So I'm at dinner and I've had enough. And my body is saying, girl, we had enough. You don't need no more. And then my brain says, what? You know you want it. Just a little bit, just a couple more bites. Doesn't really matter. It's okay. You know it's really good. You don't get this very often. But they made it just for you. But it tastes so good. And your body's like, no, I'm good, yo. You don't want to go to bed proud. I'm good. I don't. Well, I don't want to be full. I got on button britches. I don't want to be uncomfortable. Oh, but you know you want some. It's so good. What's everybody gonna think if you don't eat that? And I thought to myself, we're our own fucking food pushers. We're our own food pushers. The thing we despise and makes us feel not supported, not loved, not respected. And we do it to ourselves all the time. All the time. Every time we decide not to stop it enough. The thing we despise, we complain about, it's the reason we can't lose weight. We can just get these food pushers to shut up. And then we sit at dinner and we food push ourselves. What would happen if we quit being our own food pushers? Because let me, on the flip side, how do you feel when you say, I've had enough? And somebody says, oh, okay. You probably feel respected, supported. Or if somebody says, do you want some? No, I'm good. Okay, just asking. You love that person. You're like, they are supporting my weight loss. This is amazing. Or you think that wasn't so hard. So I just was thinking about today, like, you know, when we push food on ourselves, it's doing the exact opposite of what we want to have done to us. And I was thinking also about, like, you know, treat others, you know, how you want to be treated, but treat yourself like you want others to treat you. We could flip that. But just thinking about how can you respect yourself the way that you want others to respect you when you say you've had enough? Because that's ultimately what we want, right? We want to listen to ourselves and say, you know what? Okay, you've had enough. All right. That's just. It just came to me this morning, and I was like, we do it to ourselves all the time. I do it. Shit, I do it to myself. I did it at the Super Bowl the other night. Yeah, if I stopped being my own food pusher, the battle would be won. And so just think about when you're at enough and all those excuses come up, let's call it for what it is. It's food pushing. It is food pushing. I know it came to me like a light bulb. All right. I know Super Bowl got me this year. It did not get me, but like I did go over enough. And I thought about it. And number one, you know, I have rules for whenever I like, you know, go places. One is I only eat off a plate. And three times at the Super Bowl party, I walked over and grabbed a handful of stuff and I did not get a plate. And that was what got me over enough. And I was like, girl, go get it on a plate. And then whenever I like stopped myself and I said, you only eat off of a plate, period, end of discussion. I never did go back up and get another plate. So, all right, I'm going to get to these questions because we got lots of questions. And I want to make sure all your questions get answered. Oh, sure. Jerry says, I don't want to binge. I want a day-long random eat. I'm in maintenance and at the top of my range, not happy about it and not doing what needs to be done to return to low or mid-range. I do not restrict food, so nothing is jumping out at me to eat it once and for all. I eat all foods easily. So why do you want a long random eat? I just feel like eating all day. What are you trying to get away from? What are you trying to feel? Because that would be the question. What do you think it's going to give you? If you ate all day, let's say you ate from 9 to 5, at 5 o'clock, how do you want to feel? What do you think you're going to feel when you do that all day? And then one time, Corinne coached me about needing a break because I was like going off crazy. This was when I was a member. I was having a hard time on the weekends. And, I was like, I just want a break. Want a break. And she said, if you're creating the life that you love with food and you're including all the things you want, why would you ever want a break? And that's when I realized I still was hanging on to a lot of diet mentality. I was restricting a lot of things during the week. That's where, you know, I always talk about slap the sexy off of food because I had like weekend food. Like birthday food and Valentine's Day food and all that other food. And I found out that I was not allowing myself because that wasn't, you know, that wasn't during the week food, a special food. And so then when I would not allow myself to have it, I would only let myself have it on the weekends. Then I was overeating it on the weekend. So Jerry said, I want a break from my routine. Your food routine or your diet routine? Because if you're saying diet routine, that means you have a diet routine. And we need to go in and look at exactly what you are restricting during the week or, you know, whenever, or what is special that you're not letting yourself have that you would need a break to be able to have it. Because if there's something you're not letting yourself have, you're going to want a break because you're like, I can't stand it anymore. I want this thing. Plan the thing. Include it. Because you're saying I eat all foods easily, which is might be true, but are you planning them? You want a break from structure. Well, don't plan for a week. Just eat when you're hungry, stop it enough. Or make your like plans a little bit different. You know, flip the lid on them. Plan in the morning, plan at night. Go a little wild. Add some shit to your water. Maybe give yourself a couple of choices for meals for a while to kind of break the monotony of it. And ask yourself, waiting without a plan sounds risky now that you mention it. Well, then don't just plan it another time or give yourself a couple of choices. And I will tell you, every once in a while, I need a break. So I've food prepped from hell when I started, no BS. We cook on Sunday and cook and cook and cook. And now that my kids are gone, I told my husband, I'm tired of eating reheated food. I'm just tired of it. I've been doing it the same way forever and well, not forever, but for a long time. And so now, a couple times a week, I get something like yesterday, I made a roast before I got to work. I fixed the roast and I put it in the oven. It cooked all day long. So I could have like a fresh meal because I was like, I am so sick of just eating reheated food all the time. I'm just tired of it. I want McDonald's. Go get McDonald's. What's stopping you from getting McDonald's, Jerry? Why can't you have McDonald's? I'm just going to tell you, every time I go to the beach, see my daughter, I stop at McDonald's and I get something from McDonald's. I do every time a quarter pounder with cheese, extra pickles. And I eat it in the car. I love it with all of my heart. It gets me down the road and a Diet Coke. Yeah. Yeah. Extra pickles. You know what? A guy that I was in a play with in high school told me always get Fast food, add something or take something off because then they always have to make it fresh. And so I've always asked for extra pickles. That's what he told me. I don't know if it's true, but it always stuck with me. Anonymous says, I have a huge resistance to doing any kind of tracking, including any worksheets. I have not lost weight, but have been on target with sleep and water and mostly stopping at enough, but all of my head thoughts. If you are not ready for the planner yet, get you a sticky note. Get you a sticky note. Get you a notebook. Make a, like, send a text to yourself. Get in the habit of putting it on paper. Get in the habit of putting it on paper. And I'm going to tell you something, Anonymous. It is not just about tracking, it is about proving to yourself that you have your own back, which is huge. And a lot of people come in and they're so used to tracking and counting and doing and this and that and the other, and they can't do it. You know, it's so difficult because they come in with all these rules, and the last time, like, they were starving themselves and, like, it was awful. It was terrible. And so take the pressure off. Put it in a place where it's super easy for it. Put it in your notes app on your phone. Post it in the Facebook group. Give yourself a couple of choices. Don't pin yourself in with your plan at first, if that is where you are. And then make sure, go back and use that beginner planner, the very beginning of No BS and the Quick Start. There are those starting pages where you just write down what you had at the end of the day. Go back to that until you're ready to move on to the planner. Because in No BS, we've got something to meet you where you are. So that beginner planner, where, because you know, we don't introduce planning till module five. So make sure that you go back and you grab that original planning page just to get yourself used to writing something on paper. Now it's after the fact, but it's such a great tool just to get in the habit of writing something down. And then you've not lost weight. You've been on target with sleep and water, mostly stopping at enough. Now I want you to level up to, am I hungry? Because those are the two basics that will produce weight loss. The other ones, though, make those two easier. Sleep and water really do help with your hunger signals, 110%. And self-care, basic human needs. The basic human needs also give you something other than food, so it makes following doable hunger easier. But the key is that doable hunger. All right. Roseanne, will eating three meals a day help me stop binging? I usually have breakfast about 9 a.m. and I get hungry 5 to 6 hours later. At my second meal, sometimes I eat past enough and end up binging. Okay, so here's what you want to do. Second meal, first of all, make sure you are honoring hunger because a lot of times what sets us up for a big overeat or a binge is that we're waiting too long for hunger. And if you wait too long for hunger, then your body starts to think, well, she's not gonna listen when I'm hungry again today. So I better go ahead and get it while I can get it. I better get it while I can get it. And so it sets you up to overeat later in the day. So that is number one. Number two, look at your thoughts. So another thing that could be happening is, well, you're only eating two meals a day. So you can go ahead, you can afford to eat more. You have to go back to those thoughts. What are you telling yourself? When you recognize you're at enough at the end of that second meal, what are you telling yourself? Because that is also key. So I want you to, you can put it here, or you can take it to Ask Coaches and put in your thoughts, and we will help you level up those thoughts because that is what is probably happening. Well, you only had two meals, Roseanne. You hadn't had a lot of calories. I bet you could afford to eat a little more. Oh, let me check on that, Chris. Chris said she just signed up for the first 10 club and Queen's Club, but got an email for the Golden Club. Okay, hold on a minute. Let me see. Hold on, I'm gonna fix this right now. Jen. Hold on, I'm gonna send it right now. Someone said they signed up for a Queen's Club and got the email for Golden Club. Can you check that emails are correct? Hopefully this will be fixed immediately. But she lives in no, it's not Vern. It's not Vern, actually. It's Jen Levitz, and she lives in California. It's not a glitch. Somebody just loaded the emails incorrectly, but I'm gonna get it fixed right this instant. That's why I went ahead on here, because I don't want everybody to register and then get the wrong damn emails. And then I will make sure we send y'all an email. I'll send y'all the right email. So check your email in a little bit. But did you get the Queen's Club on the website, y'all? Tell me if you got that. Let me know. Oh, good. Yay. Well, at least that part's worked. That's the part I set up. So let's be clear. On this call, what have we learned? What MJ set it up is correct. There was another piece that is not correct. Now I'm just gonna throw her under a bus because she's not here, but we love her. I got it all right. This is silly, and I'm not sure if this is something that can be determined, but I think a sign may be my enough signal. Okay. However, I also do not know if I'm sighing or taking a deep breath. A sigh is a deep breath because I'm trying to breathe since my nose is always stuffy. Don't get in the weeds. Let's just say it's enough. I think we're good. And a lot of times, congestion, like people's nose start to run and different things when they've had enough. So yours could be hand in hand. I'm not sure. But if you think the sigh is your cue, let's just say that it is. Let's see. Having trouble with leaving bites. I have tried to only give myself a reasonable amount that should get me to satisfied. But if I leave behind, I put it aside and eat later when I have convinced myself I'm still hungry. Okay, first, leave the bites ahead of time. Like, just take them off your plate at the beginning and stick them back in the dish so you can leave bites ahead of time. But here's the thing. I really do want you working on leaving bites. I'm going to tell you why. For folks who are determined to clean their plate, you've got the card carrying. You look up the Clean Plate Club and your picture's right there holding a clean plate. I'm the queen of Clean Plate Club because we will always be overserved. Anytime you go out to a restaurant, unless you go to a tapas, right? Unless you go to a tapas, you will be overserved. And so it is so good to get used to leaving bites behind. The other thing that you can do, you leave those bites and then throw them in the trash. Those aren't your bites anymore. Your body said, I have enough. Do you want to push those two more bites on yourself? It's a great question to ask yourself. Anonymous says, not as a question per se, but I noticed that the new No BS course seems to de-emphasize following the plan. I ran with that idea, and as a result, I gained weight in January. When I realized that I was probably due to not tracking following plan, I re-emphasized and I started tracking following plan on the weekly habit tracker, and my weight is dropping back. I also bet when you de-emphasized tracking, I bet your am I hungry and have I had enough percentage went up, and that's where the weight gain. Because here's the thing. I can write a plan and I can go off my plan every fucking time. But if I eat when I'm hungry and I stop it enough, I'm still either going to lose or maintain my weight. So what happened probably was oh, it don't matter. Corinne ain't focusing on that no more. And then you also didn't track and you got a little bit lax with your habits. And that's where it came up. But here's why I'm going to just be honest. I think Corinne's even talked about it. We do these like exit surveys and 45-day surveys and stuff because we just want to know what people are using. And so what was happening in a lot of cases, because we talked about planning first, right? Planning is first. So people would start with planning and they were like, I'm going to wait till I get planning right. And it was easier, right, to write a plan than to work on doable hunger. And they would get stopped there and not lose any weight. They were like, I'm planning, I'm following my plan, I'm drinking my water and I'm getting sleep. I'll start working on doable hunger later. And doable hunger is where you lose weight. So they were pushing it. They were kicking that can so far down the road that they're like, this doesn't work. I'm not losing weight. When it's the doable hunger that creates the weight loss. The plan is the self-care and the teaches you that you can say no to yourself in a loving way. You can, the version of you that makes your plan is the version of you that is thinking about weight loss. When you write that plan in the morning or the last thing in the evening before you go to bed, you're like, okay, here I sit with my planner. How am I going to lose weight? If you're not writing the plan or you're not following the plan, who you put in the driver's seat is the pissed off version of you that's tired, angry, mad at their boss, pissed at their partner. Overwhelmed and exhausted. They ain't thinking about weight loss. They ain't got weight loss. Who? I don't know weight loss. I'll start over tomorrow. That's who's driving then. So that's what the plan does for you. And then water, sleep, basic human needs makes the four basics, especially doable hunger, easier. Let's see. I'm not doing the paperwork of no BS. I'm doing the water and sleep most of the time. Am I just wasting my money? No, it's time to level up. I'm middle of the month and I haven't done anything. Okay, first of all, it's not true. You're here and you asked the question. That's one thing. And you've got water and sleep on lock. There you go. Four things I'm thinking about. There are a lot of people on this call right now that are embarrassed to ask a question. Not you. You like, I'm gonna get my help. I bet that bitch can help me. I'm gonna ask my question. And here you are, and now you're getting help. So here we go. I want you to go back to that quick start guide in No BS, and I want you to start writing down what you're eating. Because you got the other on lock, right? Like you're totally good. And then we have the mid-month reboot coming up in a few days. Look on your calendar. We get you, but you ain't waiting for that. Understand? You can get on that call, but you're not waiting until the 15th or 16th to do the shit. We're starting today. Today. I want you to get that quick start guide. Download it to your device, print it out, send it to your box store, whatever you're going to do. And do that one thing. Because remember, you may not feel motivated, but I did that David Goggins. I'm gonna just tell y'all. I don't know how many of y'all know David Goggins. He's sexy as fuck, number one. And he's a wee little man, like Zacchaeus in the Bible. I was very surprised. He's tall, but he's very thin and lanky. But oh God, I love him with all of my heart. But some guy was asking him about motivation, and he said, I want you to think. I get up at 3:30 every fucking morning. 3:30. But listen, we not gonna all get up at 3:30. And then he runs like some ridiculous, like 20 miles, you know. And then he lifts weights, and then I don't know. I don't understand. And he said, but there has not been one day that I was motivated. Not one. Can't think of one. That at 3:30, I like hopped out of bed and was like, let's do this thing. He said, when I hop out of bed at 3:30, the only thing I'm thinking is lace them up. Lace them up. He's talking about his running shoes. Lace them up. Lace them up. And he said, if I can get them laced up and I can get out my door, at about mile four, I feel motivated. Like, how amazing is that? Like, he was like, if I sat around waiting on motivation, he was like, I would not have done anything that I've done. Nothing. He's had knee sur 8 knee surgeries, and he was like, mile 1 through 4 suck. And I know it sucks. And I'm in a lot of pain, mile 1 through 4. But he said, at about mile 4, my legs go numb, and then I don't have pain anymore. And then I can kind of get in the groove. But motivation follows action. When you do a little bit for yourself, you want to do a little bit more. And the other thing it sounds like you're doing, Anonymous, is you're not giving yourself all the credit for water and sleep. Because the way this reads is I'm just doing water and sleep, like you're not doing shit for yourself. I want you to take the time to think to myself, to yourself, at least I'm doing this. I bet I can do a little more. I bet just writing down what I ate at the end of the night might not be as hard as I think it is. Let me give it a try. All right, Kathy. I was doing well, just started in January, but then it was like I rebelled or something. Seemed to be eating more than I was when I started. No BS. Could be, Kathy. If the scale says that the scale will tell you if you're eating more than you did when you joined. So if you were losing weight and now you're not, good indicator that you're eating more. So I want you to go back. This is the other thing. I'm gonna ask Kathy, go back and look at her plans. Do you have your plans? Did you write stuff down? Did you habit track? If you did, you've got a good roadmap for how to get back to weight loss. If you didn't, sit down for 10 minutes and just be like, writing. This is what I think I did when I first started. This is what I think I thought when I first started. These are the things I started first when I joined No BS. And then when you get that list, say, is it doable still for me? Because here's what happened. We have teachers that join in the summer. And then in the fall, they're like, I'm not doing what I was doing whenever I joined OBS. Yet you know you're not because you had didn't have anything to do all day but sit around at the pool. And then in the fall, you've got class, like you're at school by 7 o'clock in the morning, and you're getting home after 5 o'clock and you're exhausted. So no, it doesn't look the same. So you have to say, is it even still doable for me? If it's not, what tweaks can I make to make it doable for me right now? Suzanne has a great question. I struggle with the feeling hungry part because I don't typically feel it. And then suddenly I'm hangry and a mess. So when I try to stop it enough, I have to guess what's enough, and then it feels like restriction. I know it's a process, and I'll get there. Okay. So, a couple things. Inside of No BS, we have a doable hunger cheat sheet inside the weight loss course. So, there are so many signs and, clues that you're hungry, right? If I get a stomach growl, I'm like you. I am past the amount of hunger. Like, I'm not just thinking it might be time to eat, I'm like starving to death. If I get a stomach growl, for me, I can't focus. Especially during the week, I task switch. So I keep like wanting to go from one thing to the next. I start to get distracted more easily. I can't really sit still at my desk. I lose that like focus. To me, that is my hunger cue. And a lot of times it's just a thought, like, I think I might be getting hungry. That's when you go get something to eat. Right. So it's dialing into that other hunger cue that may not be physical for you, but it may be something else for you. Okay. And then the other thing, when you try to stop it enough, you really just, whether you've gone past hungry or you're starting at really hungry, if you know that you're going to, if you get really hungry, you're going to blow past enough, you need some strategies for when you really do blow past hunger. Eat with your non-dominant hand. Slow yourself down. And then restriction comes from a thought that you have. So it's probably like, well, you waited so long. You can't stop now. You're like really, really, really empty. You better go ahead. And then when you're like, no, I don't need any more, you're like, you start to feel restricted because of the conversation you're having with yourself. So this is always my analogy. My stomach is like, I just went and filled up my gas tank this morning. I was on empty. I was like, I had to go see my mama, and I was like, I can't even make it to my mama's house. I got to stop and get gas. I was riding on fumes. My gas tank holds 15 gallons. How much it holds? It was way empty. Like it said zero, but you know, that's the suggest, like you got like 10 more miles, right? Like it says zero. Not really zero. It was a super empty. It didn't hold 20 gallons because it was super empty. It still only held 15 gallons. Your stomach, your enough is enough. Whether you get hangry or you just waited for regular hunger, enough is enough. So just think about it that way. And then, you know, I talked about pushing food at the beginning. Do you want to be your own food pusher? Like, what does respect and love look like right now? Why is it so important for me not to eat past enough? Those little questions in the quick start in the guide for this month, go through and look at those. Look at the hungry one and then look at the enough one and answer those. You can't have McDonald's because you'll eat the whole thing. I know you. You can get a small, get a regular cheeseburger. I don't think any of us getting a regular cheeseburger, just a regular, don't get fries or get a small fry. And then pull in, like if you really don't want to eat at all, cut it in half and throw half away before you even start eating. Y'all know I used to do that with wine, right? Like I would have a bottle of wine. Only gonna have two glasses that I would pour two glasses down the sink. Because it mattered that much to me. You can do it. What? Okay, great question. What if I want to break from stopping at enough? You need to work on your conversation about stopping at enough. It is probably very punishing because that is why you want a break from it. Because I'm just gonna tell you. If every time you stopped at enough, you said to yourself, God, this feels amazing. I love that my pants don't feel so tight. I love that I can bend over and touch my toes if I want to. I love it that I don't need a nap after this. I mean, this is the best feeling in the world. My breathing don't get short. I don't have to wear stretchy breeches. Like, this is the best thing ever. You wouldn't want to break from it. Probably, I bet I can't eat all that. I used to could. Now I gotta lose weight. I love the feeling of full. It's enough. I don't know if I'm ever gonna get used to it. How do you always leave the table with just a little bit of room left? This is crazy. This is stupid. I don't know if I can do this the rest of my life. Yes, then you're gonna wanna break from it. Of course. Who wouldn't? It sucks. It's that conversation you have about stopping at enough. And they have got in the thing, hold on a minute. In the little thing, let me pull this up. I think the questions are so good in here for that. Let's see. I'm gonna make sure because I want to make sure I'm giving you the right thing. This month in No BS, you look at the thing. And it does talk about like the questions in here, which are so good. There's like, what do I want to think and feel daily, which is amazing. And then you have to find your why about eating when you're hungry, stopping at enough. What is your why? And they give you some examples in here. And then there's also those little journal prompts at the end. How does stopping at enough show my body respect? Like, what a great question. What if you answered these questions and at the end, when you stopped at enough, you said these things? What would stopping at enough feel like if I knew it was an act of love and not deprivation? Like, those are the questions. It's the conversation around stopping at enough. Stopping at enough does not feel restrictive, and it doesn't feel like you want to take a break from it unless, like, you're having a crappy conversation about it and you are not talking about it in a way that is amazing and loving. And here we go. Stopping at enough feels restrictive. Go through those questions. Restriction, stopping at enough does not feel restricting. Because if I said right now, we have the same thing, same circumstance, stop at enough. And I want everybody to type in the chat what stopping at enough feels like for you. A feeling, not like in your body, like a feeling. What is a feeling about? How does stopping at enough feel? Proud, strong, amazing, good, empowering, satisfied, positive, accomplished, fabulous. Okay, we're talking about the same thing here. Talking about the same thing. Stopping at enough. The difference between it feeling restrictive and it feeling empowering and self-care and all that other stuff is what happens here. These people have different thoughts about stopping at enough. It's the only difference. They've worked, I bet you, I bet you. Give me a thumbs up. When you first started No BS and you stopped working on stopping at enough, how many of you felt like, who just gave glowing reviews of stopping at enough, how many of those folks felt like it was restricting, hard, never gonna get it, all that stuff? Yes. Now they're still stopping at enough. What they did though was work on their thoughts about it. Right? It's the only thing that's different. So when you do these questions and you start, this is where you're going to craft your enough story, the story that you want to have about enough, about where it feels loving and about where it's going to help you get weight loss, right? The one thing you want most in the world, well, maybe not most in the world, but you want really, really badly is weight loss. And even if it is not an amazing thing, it could just be your first level up thought, what could be, I bet I'll get used to this. I can always eat later if I get hungry. Because a lot of times that's why we overeat, y'all. It's those old diets. I'm being honest. You didn't know when the food was coming again. Because you was eating on a timer, all that bullshit, and you couldn't eat, you ran out of points, you were starving, so you had to get while the getting was good. And it's creating that safety, a little bit of it is just creating the safety that I am not starving myself anymore. I'm not sitting around being miserable because I'm starving. So a lot of times stopping at enough gets easier when we give ourselves permission to eat when we're hungry. Because then when we get to enough, it's like, girl, I know you're scared to stop. Because you used to not ever know when I was going to feed you again. God bless. But girl, if you get hungry, I'm going to feed you. I'm not starving you anymore. You can stop right now. It'll be okay. And if you get hungry, I got your back. Not like before. I got your back now. You can trust me. And that is where the change about talking about enough happens. Let's see. Why is it that I tell myself to wait for the feeling to be hungry, but when I finally eat, I'm stuffing myself? Exactly. What we've just been talking about. So you waited to, like, you got to look at the conversation. When you know you've had enough. I mean, I want, like, this is your challenge for all of y'all that struggle with stopping at enough. I'm not telling you you have to stop at enough this next week. I'm not telling you have to. You don't have to. You get to pick. Only thing I'm asking is, when you've had enough, when you know you've had enough, you're like, I've had enough. Had enough. Had enough. Before you take that next bite, pause. Get out your phone or your app, whatever. Piece of paper, sticky note. Write down two sentences that are going through your head. I stopped it enough and I thought these things. Take it to ask coaches. That's your homework. Sorry, Mish. Take it to ask coaches. Let us help you come up with a level up thought. Because whatever is happening when you get to enough, whatever that sentence is that goes through your brain makes you feel like it's too hard, it's restricting, it's deprivation, whatever it is. I deserve it, could be deserving, permissive. I don't know what a feeling is, but then it creates the continue to eat. So do that. Okay, I've gotten a response from my web person. Oh, Queens was good. Golden had the hiccup. I've resent them the correct emails. So if you registered for, it's all fixed now. It's all fixed. Look at that. Just over here solving problems left and right. Okay. Any suggestions for being able to look at your habit tracker without judging yourself? I really struggle with that. So end up not doing it. So good. Do you know what? I'm going to tell you something, Sue. I love this sentence because there are two ways to get relief from the beatdown, right? One is change the conversation. The other way is to quit. And you select to quit, which is not wrong, but a lot of times but now you're doing what you should do, Sue. I'm going to use Sue as an example. She's my shining star example today. She reached out for help. So a lot of times this is what happens. We're not losing weight. We don't see the scale go down. We're not doing all the things. You know, we've all done that, been there, had that sentence in our head. And then instead of coming and asking for help, we just quit to get relief from it. And then we never get the solution we're looking for, which is weight loss, right? So Sue is like, I noticed this about myself. I'm just quitting. So I'm going to reach out and get some help. So good for you, Sue. And all of y'all that ever feel like that, reach out for help. Sue is my shining star example today. Thank you, Sue, for bringing this up. So it is again your thoughts, Sue, about the habit tracker. This sucks. Bet a lot of people are doing better than me. Instead, you could say, this is my baseline. Huh. This week I got this percent. Wonder what could happen next week. Because right now, when you look at your habit tracker, you got on your judge's robe and you are judging. Judgy mix, judgy pants. So when you feel that black robe come upon you, that judge's robe, you're all those thoughts. What if you're like, all right, taking off the judge's robe, where's my lab coat? Somebody hand me my lab coat. It's data. This is where I level up. This is what I know what to work on. This is how I know what I need to work on next week. This is how I know where I can get help from ask coaches. This is where the coaches can help me. This is where I get to track how I'm doing. Sounds a lot different than you're failing. You got to change that conversation. It is just data. It is just data. And then you don't want to go, like, let's say, make your goals doable too. That's the other thing that happens a lot of times. So you're tracking, let's say that you followed stopping at enough 25% of the time. And then this is what happens. Well, I'm never gonna lose weight like this. 25%. It's a bullshit. I should know better than that. I've been listening to all the stuff. I saw, Betty Joe over there. And Facebook, you know, she's following Doable Hunger. Have I had enough? 90% of the fucking time. What's wrong with me? 25%. That's bullshit. You know what I'm gonna do next? I'm gonna do like Betty Jo. 90% next week, bitch. That's what I'm doing. And then you want to go from 25% to 90%. Here's what I want you to do, because we're all about small 1% level ups. And we've done this challenge so many times. When you think, like, let's say you're following, stopping at enough 25% of the time. Can you make it 30% next week? Like one less overeat next week. One less. And then what's your brain gonna say? That's not good enough. That's not gonna help you. How you think you ever gonna get? You ain't never gonna get to 90% like that. But here's what I have to tell you. When it feels doable, you will do it. When it feels so out of reach, you're gonna quit. That's how we work. And I bet you, if you set a goal to do 30%, one less overeat, when you've gotten like halfway through the week, you'd be like, girl, I wonder if I can do two less. Girl, because you start to feel motivation because you set yourself a doable goal. If it's not doable, you've put yourself in the scared shitless zone and you ain't never gonna get there. But when your brain says that's not good enough, then you know what you can say? Watch me. Watch me. Let's see what happens. I'll show you doubt. Or maybe the conversation is, I don't know if it will, but I do know that it'll get me closer to 90%. 30% is closer than 25% to 90%. I'm heading that way. Because here's the thing, I always say this all the time. For any of you who want to get in the Golden Club, now that we got the Golden Club, don't worry about pound 50. You worry about pound one. You can worry about pound 50 at pound 49. When you're leveling up your habits and you're trying to increase your habit tracker, don't worry about how you're going to get from 89 to 90% if you're sitting at 25%. You don't even know the version of you that tracks 89% of the time. You ain't even met her yet. She's changed habits. She's changed thoughts. She's changed her attitude about stopping at enough. She's reached out to ask coaches. Maybe she's got an accountability group. Hell, I don't know what she's doing. We don't know her, but you know who we can see? We can see the version of you that has one less overeat. I'm sitting here with all my overeats. What would it look like to have one less next week? And we build from there. Because it's too hard to see the 89% version of us to get to 90%. We don't know her. She's a totally different person than you. All right, there's that. Oh, time check. Yeah, I know I've gone way over. Ah. All right, anybody that did not get their question, I'll go a couple more. I'll go a couple more, but if you need to leave, I totally understand it. And hey, email me at support@pnptribe.com if one of them celebration things don't work. Just email me, I'll fix it. It should work though. What about all the healthy lifestyle companies saying you need to eat 2,000 calories and 100 or more grams of protein to lose weight? Stopping at enough or when I feel like I like enough won't even be close to 2,000 calories a day or 100 grams of protein. What is the right way to eat? It's also confusing. I'm just gonna tell you. I'm gonna be honest. Back in the way back day on the prairie, when Little House on the Prairie was happening, they did not have an app. They ate what they had. They ate when they was hungry, and they stopped when they had enough. Some days in the wintertime, I bet you, well, I don't know. They was digging, they had to walk out to the outhouse and cut wood, and I don't know. But anyway, probably they burned a lot more calories during the summer. And I bet you they were hungry more often. I bet. So they listened to their body. And then in the wintertime, They were still, I mean, they were still busy. But maybe they noticed they didn't eat as much. Your body is going to ask for different things in different seasons. There are going to be some days that you notice you're more hungry. And I bet eventually it will all equal out. Here's the other thing I'm doing. I have made no qualms about. I'm in osteoporosis. I've got osteoporosis. My doctor has given me a protein recommendation. I don't track protein. Am I getting the right amount of protein? Not a fucking clue. I'm not tracking it because I'm going with my body. But I'll tell you what I am doing. I'm being protein forward. I start my meal with protein and I end my meal with protein. I'm checking proteins on the back of labels. I got some fucking cream, cottage cheese in there. God bless me. I make a protein choice. I would love to go have a sandwich for lunch, but today I'm choosing some cottage cheese and some fresh pineapple that my husband did because it's got more protein and I want to prioritize my protein. It's very important to me. But you're right. There will be days that you don't get as many calories, and there'll be days that you'll get more calories than that. But it is learning to listen to and trust your body. And if you have a dietary need, you know, that absolutely comes first, and you should prioritize that, just like I'm prioritizing protein because it matters. I want some strong bones. I mean, you can totally prioritize that. Let me see. Okay, so Christy has a great question. So you want to join the maintenance club when you're in your maintenance range. However, if you go to courses and pathways and bonus courses, you always have access to the maintenance course. So if you are getting close to maintenance, go take the course. It's available to you 110%. So you can absolutely, you can go, anybody can go watch it now. So make sure that you, if you're getting close, go watch it. Get all the goodie out of that, everything. And then once you get into your maintenance range, then you'll register for maintenance. You'll get the all the certificate, all the fun things, and you'll get access to the maintenance planner and all that other stuff, fun stuff. Caroline said, because this is one of the questions, can you give an example of what would stopping at enough feel like if I knew it was an act of love, not deprivation? Again, it goes to, you know, your thoughts. You can check in with your body. So it's like when you stop it enough and you're not overfull and you're not, it's taking a moment to say, it feels so good to not overstuff myself anymore. I am so glad that I'm learning that I don't need to eat the stuffed anymore. I am so glad that I know I can stop it enough. And then whenever I get hungry, I can eat. It feels amazing. That's a very loving conversation to have. All right. So any of these other questions, I'm so sorry I didn't get to all of them because I've gone way the hell over. Sorry about that, y'all. Take them to Ask Coaches. Remember, for all of you who are struggling with enough, here's your assignment. I don't care if you go past enough. I'm not telling you have to stop at enough. All I'm telling you is when you get to what you know is enough, get out a notes app, piece of paper, something, and write down the two sentences that are going on in your head. What is what is making you want to continue forward with eating? And take it to Ask Coaches. All right, y'all. All right. Make sure that you go register for your celebration. So now it's First 10 Club, First 10 Pounds Club, Queen's Club, Golden Club for 50 pounds down, Platinum Club for 75 pounds down, Century Club, which we will still be sending you your Century Award, Century Club for 100 pounds down, and maintenance. So make sure that. And then I cannot wait to see all of your, you know, stuff in Facebook and the hashtag 10 and hashtag. I can't wait. I'm gonna be in Facebook this afternoon because I'm so excited. All right, y'all. Have a great rest of your day. Happy Valentine's Day from No BS. Go celebrate yourself. on us, right? That's our Valentine's Day gift to y'all, because y'all give us so much and we want to show y'all how much we love and appreciate you. And so we worked really, really hard to get this out for y'all. And I'm so excited to start celebrating with y'all. All right. Have a good rest of your day. Bye, everybody.